Moncrief on News Talk.
We're all very aware of our rich literary tradition, but within that, what's been overlooked perhaps a little bit is romance fiction. Happy Ever After is the name of a new exhibition currently running at the Museum of Literature. Paige Reynolds is the curator. Paige, good afternoon.
Thanks. Good afternoon to you as well.
How do you define romance fiction?
Well, romance fiction at its root is
a book that's about a love story at the center in which two characters traditionally would come up against an obstacle, find their way through it, and then reach a happy ending, right? They're happily ever after. And historically, that took the shape in romance as a marriage. But now what's kind of interesting to see is that it can take different shapes, right? It might be a marriage. It might be a queer marriage. It might be a long-term relationship. It might be polyamory, or it might be kind of individual fulfillment. So the HEA, or the happy ever after, is really different now.
Yeah. Okay. And within the Irish context, who would have been particularly successful in that genre?
Well, I think most readers internationally would know names like Maeve Binchy and Marion Keyes. But the long history that we've gone back to recreate in this show invites other names in there that are a little more surprising. Annie Smithson, an early 20th century writer, all the way up to Anna Carey, who just published Our Song. So there's a really diverse group of women writers, because historically romance fiction has been written by women writers for women readers.
And that first name you mentioned, I've never heard of her. Tell us something about her.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first name of the Annie Smithson?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's actually a really interesting figure. And in fact,
some of the earliest feedback that we got at Molly was from people who remembered checking out her books and reading them from libraries in Ireland. And Smithson wrote a bunch of romance fiction early in the 20th century, the first of which was called Her Irish Heritage from 1917. And that was actually translated after independence in Ireland into Irish, because this was a romance that sort of fomented ideas about what it meant to be a good woman and a good Catholic woman in particular. So it has a relationship at its center. But one of the things I think that's really cool about Smithson's fiction, which you can now actually access on free, it's like free thanks to PDFs on the internet, is that it's so contemporary. You know, when you go back and you read Her Irish Heritage, it centers, for instance, on professional women, right? One of its main characters is a working nurse. And the Dublin that it describes is filled with operas and movies and motor cars. So you tend to think of these things as kind of dusty old books. But in fact, what romance fiction, I think, does particularly well in the Irish tradition is capturing contemporary life as it's happening for readers.
Mm. So, I mean, you mentioned Marion Keyes there. Would Marion Keyes think of herself as a romance novelist? And a lot of her books wouldn't have the kind of structure you described there, that it's necessarily about a romantic relationship, but they tend to be more about family dynamics.
Absolutely. And I think that's really true of a lot of novels that might also be called romance, all the way up to, say, Sally Rooney's publications now. This idea, though, that romance is kind of the engine for a lot of these books, I think is one of the reasons that it makes both writers and readers anxious about books that are labeled romance. So one of the things that we're trying really hard to do in this exhibit is to acknowledge romance as an engine in these stories, and to kind of celebrate what they're saying about human connection and emotional risk-taking and physical and emotional caretaking, while also realizing that romance is oftentimes, as you point out, just part of the story. You know, that in the Irish tradition in particular, what I think is interesting, there are a lot of intergenerational stories. So that the idea of romance, you know, we look at Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, right, which is kind of the classic example of romance fiction, but also a literary classic. So in the Irish tradition, there's a similar kind of bleed between sort of literary fiction and commercial romance fiction, as well as between women's fiction and romance fiction. And so I think, for me at least, as a reader and as a literary critic, that's what makes Irish romance particularly fascinating, right, is the idea that it's all of these things together, so that a Marion Keyes novel is as much about individuals struggling with issues from domestic abuse to looking for a safe abortion, a safe and legal abortion, or, you know, dealing with, addiction, right? But at the same time, you oftentimes in her work and in a lot of these novels have
people who are in a romantic relationship, that is one source, not the only source, but one source of care for them.
Paige, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Paige Reynolds from the College of the Holy Cross in Massachusetts and the curator of Happy Ever After, which is currently running at the Museum of Literature Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.